السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربي زدني علما اللهم فقهنا في الدين آمين يا رب العالمين. السلام عليكم. إن شاء الله I hope that all of you are doing well and that you all have had a wonderful week. So today we are going to continue where we left off from Surah Al-An'am. Inshallah, today's lesson is going to be from ayah number 56 and it's going to be until ayah number 59. We will start first with the recitation of these ayat and then move on to our analysis of the tajweed, inshallah, from the beginning. So let's go ahead and start our recitation from ayah number 56. If y'all would like to open up your Qur'ans and follow along as we recite.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل إني نهيت أن أعبد الذين تدعون من دون الله قل لا أتبع أهواءكم قد ضللت إذا وما أنا من المهتدين قل إني على بينة من ربي وكذبتم به ما عندي ما تستعجلون به إن الحكم إلا لله يقص الحق وهو خير الفاصلين قل لو أن عندي ما تستعجلون به لقضي الأمر بيني وبينكم والله أعلم بالظالمين وعنده مفاتح الغيب لا يعلمها إلا هو ويعلم ما في البر والبحر وما تسقط من ورقة إلا يعلمها ولا حبة في ظلمات الأرض ولا حبة في ظلمات الأرض ولا رطب ولا يابس إلا في كتاب مبين.
Inshallah, that is our lesson, ayah number 56 to ayah number 59. Now let's go ahead and move back to the beginning of our lesson for the analysis of these ayahs from ayah number 56. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل إني نهيت أن أعبد. So here we are starting with the word قل. قاف here is a permanently heavy letter. لام has توسط. إني نون here is going to have a شدة. So this means that we will give it some غنة. We will spend a little bit of time on this letter and bring this up into the nose. Okay, so spend a little bit of time. إني and make sure that you are really going up into the nose and emphasizing that there is that shadda here. This is also a two count med, so I will pull this for two counts. Nuhitu, again, this is going to be a two count med. This ha is going to be from the lower throat, so I am not going to bring this up into the middle throat and make it very airy or breathy. Instead, it is going to be lower from the chest. So this will be a two count med. Nuhitu an a'bud. Nun sakin here is going to have idhar. There is a nun sakin followed by the letter hamza, which is a throat letter. That will make this nun sound an idhar letter, meaning that nun is going to be very clear. And because it is clear, there will also be tawassut. So we will rest on this and pronounce it very clearly before moving on to the next letter. An a'bud. So make sure you are resting on this letter for a moment because it does have tawassut. And we really want to kind of stop there before we move on to the next letter, which is the letter hamza. Now we have hamza and then we have the letter ayn. So hamza has a very sharp sound that comes from the lower throat and ayn has more of a rolling sound that comes from the middle of the throat. So we are going to make sure that we have a very sharp transition and then go down into that rollingness of the throat. And this ayin is going to have tawassut, so we are going to spend a bit of time on this. A'budalladina. Lam has tawassut, so we are going to merge this together. This is going to be a two-count med, and the letter dal is going to be from the tip of the tongue. We are going to make sure that tongue is coming in between the teeth, otherwise it will sound like a z. So we don't want that z sound. We don't want a lazina. We want a ladhina. So do make sure that your tongue is coming in between your teeth in order to correctly pronounce this letter. And this is going to be a two-count med. Tad'una, dal here is going to have qalqala. It is part of qutub jad. So I am going to bounce on this letter. There is that letter dal with that shadda. And then qutub jad, any of these letters, if they are found with a, a sukun. If any of them are found with a sukun, then you do have to bounce on this letter and give it a little bit of recoil, a little bit of a bounce to make sure that it is not completely dropped, because this letter does have sukun and it does not have much of a noise if you do not give it shadda. So do make sure that you do give it a little bit of that bounce. Tad'una, ayn is going to be from the middle of the throat, and this is going to be a two-count med. Min duni, this is going to be ikhfa. Noon sakin is going to be hidden within the makhraj of the letter dal. And then du, this is going to be a two-count med. Dunillah, name of Allah here is going to be light because the letter before has a kasra. And then because I am stopping here, the letter ha is going to have a sukun. I will make sure that I give this proper hams, meaning that after I have stopped on this letter, there is going to be a little bit of air afterwards coming from the chest to make sure that I am not dropping this letter. Dunillah. So it's coming closer to the chest. It's very deep. And I'm going to make sure that I emphasize this so that I can give it proper humps. Kulla. Here, this is going to be a four-count med. It is med ja is munfasil because the hamza and the med are within two separate words. So pull this for four counts. La attabi'u. Ayn is going to be from the middle of the throat. Ahwa'ahum. Ha is going to have a sukun here. And this is going to be closer to the chest again. It is going to have hems as well. So do make sure you give it a little bit of that like breathiness, that sigh coming from the lower chest. Make sure it's not going up into the middle throat and becoming very warm. Now this is very warm. It's turning into the other ha. This is from the middle of the throat. Ha is going to be from the lower throat, from the chest. And this is going to feel very deep. And then again, like close to the chest, like a sigh. Wa akum. This is going to be a four-count med. This is going to be med wajib muttasil because the hamza and the med are found within that same word. So I am going to pull this for four counts. Ahwa akum. And then that hamza, again, like we mentioned, is going to be from the lower throat. It is a very sharp sound. So we are going to transition from the sound of med to that hamza. So you can hear that jof sound with the meds and then that sharp sound as we bring it back down to the lower throat. So make sure that hamza does have a little bit of that sharpness and that it gets that quality. And then meme here is going to have tawassut because it does have that sukun. Qad, qaf is going to be heavy. Dal is going to have qalqala. Again, it is part of qutub jad. So it is going to have a little bit of that bounce. Dalaltu, dad is going to be heavy. Laltu, and then lam is going to have tawassut. And then we are going to make sure that we do not make this lam heavy. It is a light letter. Dalaltu. So make sure that dad is heavy, lam is light. Idhamwa, so here this is going to be idgham. I see that there is that tanween or noon sakin followed by the letter waw. The letter waw is part of the letters of yarmalun, which are the letters of idgham. Specifically, it is the part of letters yanmu, which are the letters of idgham with ghunna, meaning that it will go up into the nose. Idhamwa. So merge these together and make sure that you are bringing this up into the nose and give it a little bit of that nasalization. Wama ana, this is going to be a four count med. This is madja is munfasil. The med and the hamza are within two separate words. Ana, this is going to be a two count mud. Min al-muhtadin, lam here is going to have tawassut. Ha is going to have humps, again, close to the chest, so make sure you do give it a little bit of that air. Min al-muhtadin, and this is going to end on a four count mad arid, lissukun. And then here on the next ayah, qul, qaf is going to be heavy. Lam has a tawassut. Inni, noon has a shadda, so I am going to give it some ghunna. I am going to make sure I spend a little bit of time on this and stay on this for a couple of seconds. Inni, and then this is going to be a two count mud. Ala, ayn is going to be from the middle of the throat. This is going to be a two count mud. Bayyinatin, ya is going to have a shadda. So I am going to make sure that I bring the roof of my mouth and the top of my tongue together. So I'm going to bring my tongue up to the roof of my mouth and give it a little bit of pressure to kind of signify that there is a ya with a shadda there. Bayyinatin. Bayyinatim min. This is going to be idgham. I see that there is that noon sakin followed by the letter mim with a shadda. Mim is one of the letters of yanmu and yarmalun. So this is going to be idgham with ghunna. So I'm going to merge these two together. Bayyinatim min rabbi. And then noon sakin followed by ra with a shadda is also going to be a letter of idgham. But this one is going to be idgham without ghunna, meaning this noon sakin is going to get merged into the ra. And it is not going to go up into the nose. There is going to be no nasalization here. Min rabbi. So just merge straight into the ra. There should be no sound of noon here. Rabbi, this is going to be a two count mad. Wakadhabatum, again we have that letter dal. Make sure that the tongue is coming in between the teeth. There should be no sound of z. There's not going to be any buzzing. Kadhabatum. So make sure that the tongue is coming between the teeth. Ba here is going to have a qalqala. It's going to have a little bit of bounce. It is part of qutub jad. Kadhabatum bih. And then here, make sure that you have idgham or that going up into the nose for the meme sakin followed by the letter ba. And then because I'm stopping here on this letter with ha, I am going to give it hams. Bih. This is going to be again from the chest because it is from the lower throat. If you are not stopping here, you can continue and say it with a kasra, bihi, and make this a two count mad then. But because I have stopped, I will give it a sukun and make sure that it does have humps. Ma, this is going to be a two count mad. Rindi, rain is going to be from the middle of the throat. Noon has ikhfa because the next letter after is dal. So I'm going to hide this noon within the makhraj of the dal. Rindi. And this is going to be a two count med. Ma, this is going to be a two count med. Das, seen is going to have safir. It's going to have a little bit of that whistling. So do make sure that you emphasize that just a little bit. Da'a, rain is going to be from the middle of the throat. It also has the wasut, so it is going to roll around just a little bit in the throat. Das ta'jiluna, this is going to be a two count med. Bih. Again, we have that word bihi. Because I am stopping here, I am going to give it ha with a hems. Make sure that it's coming from close to the chest. Bih. But if you are continuing, you are going to say this as a kasra. And this is actually a mad sila kubra. So this is going to be a four count mad because we see there is that ha dhamir. There is that small ya with that sign of mad, which is an easy indication that this is mad sila. And then the next letter is hamza, which makes it mad sila kubra because it is a four count mad. So if you are not stopping here and you are continuing and combining both of these phrases together, then make this a four count mad. And if not, then you can stop here and give ha that hams with a sukun. Inil, lam is going to have tawassut. Hukmu, kaf here is going to have a little bit of hams. And then here, illa lillah, illa, this is going to be a two count mad. Lillah, name of Allah here is going to be light. And then ha is going to have a sukun, again, close to the chest. Make sure that it's coming from the lower throat. Give it some hams. Yaqussul haq, qaf is going to be heavy, sad is going to be heavy, and then lam has the wasud, haq. Qaf here is also going to be heavy. It is going to have a lot of like heaviness and a lot of qalqala as well. So make sure that you are giving it a little bit of that bounce, a little bit of that heaviness. Yaqussul haq. Make sure you have that bounce. Wa huwa khayrun, and then khayru, sorry, khayr. Kha is going to be heavy. This is madlin, maddal ma, 1.5. Ra in this case is going to be heavy because it has a dhamma. Khairul lam has tawassut. Fa is going to be a 2-count mad. Silin sad is going to be heavy. And then we end here on a 4-count madarid lissukun. Qul law qaf is going to be heavy. We are going to merge both of these lam together. And then law, this is going to be madlin, maddan ma. Anna, noon here is going to have ghunna, so make sure that you go up into the nose and emphasize the shadda. Indi, ayn is going to be from the middle of the throat, and this is going to be ikhfa. We see that noon second followed by the letter dal, so you can hide that noon makhraj within the next letter. Indi, this is a 2-count mad. Ma, this is a 2-count mad. Tasta'jiluna, seen has safir. And then ayn ear is going to have tawassut. Lu is a 2-count mad. Bihi, this is a 2-count mad. Again, la qudiya, qaf is going to be heavy. Dad is going to be heavy. La qudiya al-amru, mim has tawassut. Ra here is going to be heavy because it has a dhamma. Bayni, this is going to be madlin. Maddan ma, 1.5. Ni, this is going to be a 2-count mad. Wabay, this is madlin. Maddan ma, nakum. Mim has tawassut. Wallahu, name of Allah here is going to be heavy because the letter before has fatha. A'lamu, ayn is going to be with a tawassut, so make sure you roll it around in the throat just a little bit. Bilzalimin, Allah is going to be heavy, and this is going to be a 2-count mad. And then ending here on mean, this is going to be a 4-count mad'arid lissukun. And then here in the last ayah, ayah number 59. Wa'indahu, ayn is going to be from the middle of the throat, and this is going to be ikhfa. So we are going to merge this noon sound or hide this noon sound within the next letter, which is the letter dal. Ayindahu, this is a 2-count mad. Mafa, this is going to be a 2-count mad. Dihu, ha is going to be from the middle of the throat. Mafatihu al-ghayb, lam has tawassut. Ghayn is going to be heavy. This is also madlin, maddan ma, 1.5. La, this is a 2-count mad. Ya'alamuha, ayn is going to have tawassut, so you will roll this around in the throat just a little bit. Ya'alamuha, this is going to be a 4-count med. It is madja is munfasil because the med and the hamza are found within two separate words. Illa, this is a 2-count med. Hu, and then we will give waw here a sukun. Wa ya'alamu, ayn is going to be tawassut again from the middle of the throat. Ma, 2-count mad. Fil, lam has tawassut. Barri, ra here is going to be light because it has kasra. Wal bahri, and then ra here, if you are continuing, is going to be light. If you have stopped, it can be heavy. Wal bahr, then it can be heavy because the letter before has a fatha and sukun. Wama, this is going to be a 2-count mad. Das qutu, seen is going to have safir, and then qaf here is heavy, and ta is also heavy. Miwa, this is going to be idgham, so we are going to merge this noon sound within the letter waw. And we are going to make sure it goes up into the nose. It is one of the letters of idgham with ghunna. It is the part of yanmu. So I am going to make sure that I bring this up into the nose. Wa raqatin, ra is going to be heavy, qaf is going to be heavy. Waraqatin illa, so this is going to be idhar, so this noon sound is going to be very clear. Illa, 2-count mad. Ya'alamuha, ayn is going to have tawassut, so I am going to kind of roll this around in the throat. Ha is a 2-count mad. Wala, 2-count mad. Habbatin fi, this is going to be ikhfa, so I am going to hide this noon sound within the next letter, which is fa. Fi, 2-count mad. Lu, la is going to be heavy. Ma, this is a 2-count mad. Zulumatil ardi, ra is going to be heavy. Dad is heavy. Lam has tawassut. Wala, this is a 2-count mad. Ratibin, ra is going to be heavy. Ta is also going to be heavy. And it also has qalqala, meaning that it's going to have a little bit of that bounce. So do make sure that you are saying that properly. Ratibin. And then ratibin wa, this is going to be idgham, so I'm going to merge these together, and I am going to make sure to bring this up into the nose and give it ghunna. Wala, 2-count mad. Ya, 2-count mad. Bisin illa, this is idhar, there is a noon sakin followed by the letter hamza, which is a throat letter, so this is a clear noon sound. Illa, 2-count mad. Fi, 2-count mad. Kitab, 2-count mad. And then kitabim, this is going to be idgham, and then I am going to spend a bit more time on this because it's idgham with ghunna. Kitabim mubin, this is on a 4 count. Mada'arid للسكون. So inshallah, that is our lesson for today. Ayah number 56 to ayah number 59. And we'll stop here and move on now to the tafsir portion of our class. Jazakallahu khairan kathiran. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Inshallah, I will see you all next week. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.